It's Monday, the 16th of March. Another grey morning. It's not misty, but there's that feeling of a har. And it's just grey everywhere. As I watch Ms. Blackbird, should I be calling Mrs. yet? Not yet. Ms. Blackbird eating her porridge. And Mr. Blackbird sits 15 feet up on the tall, thin silver birch tree in the garden, preening his feathers. He's already been down and had some porridge. So it's very grey this morning, but again, positively, it feels like one of those very early morning, spring mornings, when it's calm and still, and there's that cold but fresh air. That's exactly how it feels to me anyway. I think the magpies are nesting in the Big Blue Landy again. Just saw two swoop in about midway up. Starlings fly overhead. Well, more starlings. Actually, they're not. It's the same ones that are circling. What are you up to, guys? So, I would say I slept well last night. When I was sleeping, I slept very, very well. But this painful knee and ear are continuing to wake me up regularly. I have to try and find, not so much with the ear, but with the knee, leg positions that don't put any pressure on that part. I ended up in some kind of weird contortion last night. It's not funny, you know. And then when I finally woke to get up to go to the wee house, I was so tired when I got back to bed, but unfortunately the mind started, it kicked off, and that was me for quite a wee bit before I eventually nodded off again. But I'm feeling fine, it's not as if I'm feeling exhausted because of that. I have to say, yesterday, just after half four, I was yawning my head off, literally. Breeze, and that's coming straight off the North Sea. That's the reason that it feels harsh, though there isn't a har that I can see unless it's... Sometimes it sits on the east end of the town, which is on the side of the hill. I can't see from here. So I'm feeling pretty good. Got loads to do. Loads to do. It's good to be motivated again. That drive to get on with things. Also makes you more positive in other things in life. Speaking to some friends yesterday, some of our older friends, had a wee laugh with those. I think, or I suspect that they're the same as us and many other people. They're just glad that apparently the winter's over and spring, real spring, is just around the corner. Maybe it's more hope and pray and candle lighting than anything. We got back yesterday. I took my wife over to one of her favourite runs over the Fife Coast for a wee joint for Mother's Day, and ended up as usual back in Burnt Island with a chip, sitting eating a chip in the bay and watching. Tide was well out actually, so it's a very tidal bay. When it goes out, it doesn't have to go out, and you can see people, you know, that walk the sands, the shallow sands, for a good half mile. That's quite a bit actually. You can actually walk from Kinghorn to Burnt Island. So we were watching all these people and families doing the walk of life. I know a song about that. And a couple of old dears, older ladies with their minesweepers, I mean their metal detectors, on the beach in their spades. People walking their dogs. More people like us having a chip by the sea. And you know, when you watch that and you just, it's people watching and you think, you know, it's, people are so desperate to get out and, about. And do things, enjoy themselves. It's just, it's wonderful to see people do things like that, because you know they're in the same frame of mind as yourself. It's good to get out and about again. It's just so lovely to stand here and eyes closed and sucking up the air and the sounds. That'll be the bucket lorry then.